Okay, today is August 31st, 2023, and this is Mobile Views Food Podcast number one, or Mobile Views Podcast 473, or maybe a mini podcast, 39. I'll figure it out. Anyway, I'm Tata Gasawara, and I'm with my old friend Phil Mao, and who we last spoke to in Podcast 449 in March, when we talked about the early days of internet access and broadband in Hawaii. Anyhow, I did want to do a shout out to Abstrito, because I remember I did some tests with their earlier model that I bought when I was in Tash, and I found it only worked with my Android device and top iOS at bad order. So I wrote to them, and they were really nice. They said, hey, you know, we're really sorry about that, and we'll send you a new model. And they did. Wow. Cool. Like a couple months later. And so we're testing this K61, which I did a solo test on, but Phil is nice enough to help test it. Well, you know, since I'm here, in person, for this mobile food podcast, amongst other things. So the K61 is a wireless lav mic. It's both the Lightning, USB-A, USB-C, port access. So I'm using it with an iPhone 14 Pro right now. And this is my first test. I'm going to view it to people. And also, we're outdoors. The fans are standing around and kind of a breezy day. And we're going to do this stuff. Okay, so, as I said, I don't know where this podcast spits, but it's Mobile Food Podcast. Mobile Food, so just called Mobile Food Podcast. Mobile Food, so that's something, right? This is the foodie podcast, right? Number one. Yeah, and then all our foodie friends together. Let's see. Well, yeah, this started because my friend John Westfall, who does the Mobile Views Podcast, he and Jack Cook and I were all talking on Sunday. And John lives in Mississippi. I forget why we got on the topic, but he was saying, you know, the best fried chicken is from the gas station. Okay, in the southeast. I said, and Jack's in Massachusetts, you know? And we're like, what? Okay,
that's the place you want to avoid. You need to get food, right?
But even though it's great, they cook it right there. It's not like warmed up or anything. Right. And so we're talking about fried chicken from gas stations among other places. And so I said, and you know, I have friends all over the place. You should talk about foods.
Because I don't know a lot about it now. Well, I know you don't want to get sushi from gas station.
I'm sick with that thing. Anyway, so that's what we're doing. So like I said, Phil's nice enough to call to me. And so today we took some photos. Phil and I went to a place called Hanapa'a Market.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah.
Good already, you know, very fresh.
East Honolulu. And you'll see it. It's kind of mouthwatering blend right here.
I kind of want to interject. Pretty picky about what food, especially the freshness. My guys call me the canary. Because if something is slightly funky,
right,
I'll notice it.
Right away. I've been funky here.
Right? Yeah, that thing funky is very fresh. And that's it. I appreciate that.
Before we get started on the actual food, I just wanted to mention that, you know, it's okay the way we pronounce this in Hawaii. I'm also a fan of it. Some of you will probably say poke, maybe. That's so people know. Poke, or actually, okay.
I like cats.
I know cultural differences. Some people may enjoy eating cat. In Hawaii, it's not a black dog, right? That's another thing, right?
No.
It's not a thing. So, and because I said that because when we were in San Francisco,
I remember, you know, going through some street, I forget where it was, and I saw poke time.
That sounds good. But be that other name is poke people, tree eye time. Well, it's like a mini channel. You're close. I checked. They closed the physical locations, and there was called a gat, a ghost kitchen now.
Oh, so they only could carry right. I've heard of those there.
Yeah.
But anyway, so, well, you know, I can tell you, I grew up in Hawaii.
Right.
And what's interesting, growing up in Hawaii,
man,
it was poke.
And that's when people used to say, oh, yeah, that's true. Why not?
Yeah, it's just like, we used to say Kauai, not Hawaii.
Yeah.
Okay, growing up, as kids. But as it started becoming more mainstream, then I guess people start pronouncing it the correct way.
Right.
You know, based on the Hawaiian language.
Right.
It should be poke, like, okay.
Right.
For. And so, now I asked my wife that same question. She said, isn't that okay?
Yeah.
But we asked my brother-in-law, who kind of doesn't keep in touch with the news and half like that. He says, what, okay?
Look, there's still that
Nephrit.
She probably means cat.
Okay, now this is already correct. I spent most of my life in Hawaii. But I didn't learn here about Pokemon so many in the 80s and 90s, but 3,000.
When was the first time?
Well, you know, okay, so my auntie had this place in Kunii called Alicia's Market, okay? And they're kind of famous for the Pokemon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they kind of put it on the map because my cousin Leonard, yeah, you know, they took over the place and they started selling both there. And they made a variety with Olico. And he had connections with all these fishermen, right? And he would get the best precious stone on the ice. And I think they were actually featured on like one of those food shows.
Yeah, yes.
Zimmern.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they were on. Man, boy, business really picked up after that. But
Phil tells Zimmern.
Yeah. So they're very successful now. And they sell Netflix. And so I knew it from way back when.
Oh, well, we call that Tolkien. It was. I can't even remember, but I know I was an adult the first time I overrated Barbarian or Nigelmon.
Yeah. Do you remember where your first experience was? Okay, I now remember,
but I know I was an adult because as a kid we had sashimi.
Yeah, oh, of course, yeah. Yeah, I'll show you the kind where your uncle caught the fish as we fresh.
Right, well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's what I remember, sashimi. And I've always been a sushi lover.
Yeah, and this has
been, gotta be fresh stuff.
Yeah.
You know, but okay. Yeah, it can be funky depending on who you buy it from.
Yeah,
because, you know, something up, you mix it. At a lot of places, it's frozen.
Right.
Which is not bad. It's flash frozen, like Foodland.
Right.
So I think theirs is flash frozen.
I think, and it's actually pretty good.
Yeah, it is. Foodland actually has pretty good poke. I mean, you know, I think so. So I do, at a place that makes really good poke too is, there's this place in Manoa called Off the Book.
Yeah,
and very fresh.
Oh,
and there was always a line in front of that place.
Wow.
So I get, okay, I'll go there with my friend every so often.
Is it in the Manol?
It's up more opposite of the Manol market.
On the side of
the Sabang site.
Yeah,
it's next to that family shop.
Yeah,
and I think I really enjoy their poke. So Off the Hook, and I know they're fresh because just not too long ago, there was there was a day when nobody brought in ahi.
Yeah,
there was a problem with the weather or something. And there's no ahi that day at a fish auction.
They closed their shop.
Wow.
Okay, you know that.
That is
right.
But I thought, okay,
I can.
I was wondering, their food is really good.
They don't have a catch body hand. They don't have.
But like I said, you know, I don't have an iron stomach like some of my friends that can eat spoiled stuff that they're fine. You know, I like.
It's tough being a, you know, a canary.
Oh, but I do enjoy good stuff, you know.
Yeah. I went looking, I'll put some links in the show. I went looking for this beautiful thing. And some people say, oh, it's been around for centuries. And then, you know, kind of caught on. And other people say it was like invented in Hawaii in like, you know, what, the 60s or 70s.
Yeah, so I'm not too sure, actually, if there's a definitive source out.
Yeah,
it's hard to say. And now I wanted to have a definitive trip. But all I know is it's popular and man, it's taken off on the mainland. Yeah, I've never had any poke outside of Hawaii.
Oh, okay. I have.
Okay.
Okay, I didn't need the poke kind of like. Kind of interesting. When my daughter was at the school in Oregon,
there was like a place called, I think it was called Weiss. And,
okay.
It was like a little chain. Okay. And they had
poke there.
Oh.
And so I said, well, let's try that, right? So I tried it. I go, this is okay, but not poke.
I'm not sure what it was, but
I mean, it was okay. It wasn't like unedible or anything. But
there was not how I saw it. Okay.
Well, you know, remember Sam Choi's?
Yeah. It was on, I tried it on Nimitz.
Yeah.
He made this thing called fried poke. And I really enjoyed that. It's just that the standard poke right here, website. But he stir-fried it a little bit, just like
I did when syrup.
Yeah. And with chili, I really enjoyed that one. I guess because I like my tube. Like, I like the raw inside with, like, regular. I don't know why. They're, like, black and ugly.
Yeah, I kind of enjoy that type of fish.
But, yeah, I did enjoy the Sam Choi's fried cocaine.
Yeah.
But it's not real. It's not real.
Okay. Well, another thing on the neck and for our clients that work them is a lot of time I hear people calling raw fish sushi.
No, that's wrong.
So sushi is like rice in with seasoned bit of sweet vinegar.
I mean, without the rice is sashimi.
Yeah, exactly. So the sashimi is raw fish
term. Yeah.
And poke, and the difference between sashimi and poke is sashimi is sliced skin, and poke is sliced lichon.
This key to your
guajindin.
Weeks, but so
yeah,
ain't too little.
Yeah, and more with more stuff.
Yeah. Whereas you put sashimi, just bring the fish, that's it. Fish up till you dip it is,
you can't eat about it. Well, my dear, like, I enjoy
good, fresh poke.
I'm not a, I mean, I don't go out looking for
everything.
I'm a connoisseur, not a kind of eel, but I will enjoy it.
But it is there, we'll eat it, right?
It's good and fresh, yeah. Like it kicks in with the
but
yeah, any rate, so I just wanted to get that off my chest a bit. Oh, I didn't. That's really fine. I'll tell her what it is. Okay.
I can't hold that.
Yeah. But sushi is not off yet.
Well, it's actually
because when you order it on a menu, it is a big difference. Unless I thought of one thing. So I'll put links to one from Hawaii Magazine, another one to All Places for Canada. Remember when Fall View?
Yeah,
the whole Fall View.
Yeah, we had a set of encyclopedias.
And now people set of white one.
I think I'm going to show an age of
a concert that
made it. Unfortunately, you're talking about programming with punch cards.
Yeah. Yeah, we, while they're eating our Fall View, we're talking about the old days of computing.
Yeah. Set of a kairos and a.
Especially you drop them.
Oh, yeah, and you forgot to order them.
Yeah.
So you wise up after a while.
Oh, I think I'll put numbers on me.
Yeah.
But that's good, that sorter nails that me. I got on the hard drive.
Hey, people are like, I just sort.
What's a mainframe?
Pretty.
Yeah, I saw that the IBM, in fact, I commented on it in LinkedIn, that IBM now has a new practice.
Well, they will use like an AI copilot and a thing to convert your COBOL, to job.
How accurate is that? I don't know. I was just thinking it's making more harm than good. I mean, other people obviously disagree with
that. That's good. Because the idea, to me, is,
well, if you're taking like, if it's a COBOL application, it's only
40 years old, yeah, at the deals.
I think they shame the foreign news.
Yeah, creation, that's true.
Creation's a free thing, the whole thing.
I wonder what deals with spaghetti codes, because I know someone will write like that. But it was like, man, I can hardly follow that.
Well, especially back then.
Yeah, right? That wasn't a word. Lot to usually, we try to discipline, structure, come. Anyway, we stayed to bed for
it. That's okay.
Good recommendation, by the way. I really enjoyed that.
And I follow our
today. In fact, I wish I didn't live so far away.
My when I told my wife, well, I'm still in my bed, but on a farm or at the latch. And she says, oh, go see it then. That new bento thing they sent the email about. He's like, yeah. So I said, rent email that they sent us. And they said, oh, pre-order only.
So I saw, okay. So I called. I thought you got the pre-order before it comes. She's ready by the time we're he's like, no, you got to get it to me.
So, oh, man, that is a pre-order. Because the chef, for short order, called one of them was Sir Sprix. It says, oh, yeah, because then I got to marinate the salmon, so it's, and he said, oh, and you're the first person to order. I mean, so we don't even have a price yet on my
Bob. That's scary.
That's pretty
That's good, though. They should, you know that they do stuff fresh.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
As opposed to this mass-produced sitting around
for a while. And yeah,
that's not my kind of thing, It's exactly.
Okay. But any other poke thoughts?
Oh, I don't know. That's pretty much. I fuck it out.
Oh, they fuck it out. Yeah, okay. So this is kind of a short podcast, but I think it's long enough for a test. So hopefully the audio quality is okay. Like I said, I should take a picture of a film.
Well, just... we can talk so much about Pope.
Well, I don't know. I have friends who can. I have friends who can really
grab poke buff. Okay, too.
Poke too. Let me. What I'm going to do is, while we're standing here talking, I will take a selfie. So let's go over here, Phil. And we'll have a more scenic background of where we're talking from, so people can get an idea of, we're not in a room.
The bus and embellishing.
Yeah,
they're not in a studio or anything like that. Or the same offer is
standing at doors. There we are.
Two old IT guys.
It's a good photograph line.
That's the other thing to call it. Enough two old IT guys. But I enjoyed it. Well,
but I understood exactly.
All right. But if we can move with Steam Podcast of Mars,
and whatever heck I decide to call it that, is my good friend Phil Ma. Thank you for driving all the way out here. He drove out for other things too. And I want to thank him for that also. And I'll talk to you next time.